I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You know, a lot's at stake in a demonstration when protesters are not scared off by sub-freezing weather. And that cold provided the backdrop in the struggle for the future of Ukraine today. Protesters in several Ukrainian cities, including the capital Kiev, defied authorities by occupying government buildings. This after 2 months of mostly peaceful protests against President Viktor Yanukovych turned deadly earlier this week. Yanukovych sparked massive demonstrations when he rejected closer ties with the European Union. But it's more complicated than that in this former Soviet republic. Katerina Kruk is one of the protesters who've been camped out in Kiev's Maidan, or Independence Square. Today we reached her on a cell phone at the protester-occupied City Hall. I asked her what she's fighting for.
The biggest problem and the biggest reason why I have joined this movement is that I would like to be proud of my country, and I would like to feel myself as a person who has had dignity supported and secured in my own country. Unfortunately, right now in Ukraine, this is not what's going on. That's why I'm fighting, and that's why I believe other people are fighting as well.
Do you believe that pride could be restored, at least in your own mind, in your own heart, if Ukraine joins the association treaty with the European Union?
Well, right now I have to say that it's not about association agreement anymore. It's what do we think about our country, what democracy means to us, what European or human values mean to us. And right now we are protesting to preserve our human rights, first of all, because with the last laws which have been signed by Yanukovych, well, he simply turned Ukraine into a dictatorship. And this is the reason we are standing right now here on Euromaidan. And I believe that this is also a reason why our peaceful protest turned into a violent one.
What are you looking for, Katerina, in a leader? Not just an opposition leader, but a leader for Ukraine.
Right now, Euromaidan needs its hero. Just a person who will simply, to some extent, be a mirror of people who have gathered on Euromaidan. And obviously, that this person should also coordinate and cooperate with opposition leaders. So I'm not saying that we should divide the civic movement and political movement, but simply we need to have someone, some person, some leader from people who have gathered on Euromaidan, and we need this person to cooperate with politicians.
I mean, you talk about a leader that would mirror the faces at Maidan, but I mean, is this protest then about something deeper than national pride? Is it about really identity? Like, who are the Ukrainians?
Yes, to some extent, you're absolutely right. This is also a question about identity and question about what Ukrainians think about their future. Where should we move? Should we move east or should we move west? And unfortunately, right now, we see that we still have this division between eastern and western Ukraine. It's not only a question of who are you supporting. Are you supporting Yanukovych or one of opposition leaders? This is a question of how do you perceive your human values? How do you perceive your human rights? Are you ready to stand for them? Do you feel yourself as a human who has dignity? Or are you a person who will simply obey any orders which are given by your president or your prime minister or so on? So, yes, this is a very deep question, and also about, do people in Ukraine feel themselves Ukrainians, or do people in Ukraine feel themselves just like a citizen of Ukraine, but they don't have this special kind of ties between country and its nation?
Katerina Kruk speaking with us from City Hall in Kiev. Stay safe and stay warm, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kruk told us that it's been relatively calm today in Kiev. That's mostly due to opposition leaders and the government brokering a temporary truce. The hope was that the two sides could then negotiate and narrow their differences. But the BBC's David Stern in Kiev doesn't see that happening.
The whole problem is that the two sides really have positions that can't be brought together. The opposition is demanding President Yanukovych's ouster. They want him to step down. They want new presidential elections. They want new parliamentary elections. They want Ukraine to turn towards Europe, which back 2 months ago, this was the original reason why these protests started. And President Yanukovych is saying no to all these things. They could find some common ground. That seems very difficult, but of course it can't be ruled out. But then there's the other question of what the protesters themselves will do. They are a force of their own. In fact, you could almost say that the opposition leaders are being led. They're not leading. They've been out there for 2 months, and they have nothing to show for their efforts so far.
Right. I mean, this is what we just heard from the pro-democracy protester we just spoke with. She told us she wants peace, but she's willing to put herself maybe not on the front lines, but definitely keeping her support with the opposition. Does this feel like it could become more violent?
Yes, it definitely feels like it could become more violent. The tension and the violence is escalating at the moment, and the danger is that it could go even worse. President Yanukovych is not backing down. He has told European Union officials that he is not going to impose martial law. But there are always there are rumors, of course, which are necessarily the truth, but they are definitely a reality on the square. People are expecting that there will be a storming any moment. The square where the protests have been based, there's a tent camp there that they've erected, is surrounded by extensive barricades, and they're now reinforcing the barricades. They're piling sacks of snow and other items on there, and they're sending different groups of young men to man the barricades in case the police get the call and try to force the protesters from the square.
David, that same protester also told us that Ukraine, in her opinion, is run as a dictatorship, that Yanukovych is a dictator. Is that fair, in your opinion?
Well, dictators come in a lot of shapes and sizes, it should be said. It's not a dictatorship yet. Obviously, when you have lots of people on the street, it's not quite the totalitarian regime that, as she might be thinking. On the other hand, it must be said that it's not an entirely free society at the moment. There have been some very worrying development since President Yanukovych came into power. These have been noted by Western officials. He's come under a lot of criticism, and there is widespread corruption in the country, some of it which is allegedly linked to people very close to him. One of the reasons why the demonstrations have become much worse now is they have introduced a packet of laws which the protesters and many people outside of the country as well see as not only an attack on the protesters, but in fact, an attack on freedom of speech. So Ukraine is not a healthy society by any sense. But it also should be said that there are many people that agree with the woman that you spoke to, but there are many people who disagree. It's a divided society.
You've been explaining these events in Ukraine for some time now, David. What do you think people are missing? What do they really need to know about what's going on there?
Wow, that's a good question. Ukraine is a large and very complex society, as any society, but it's a country of 45 million. I think that people tend to see it in terms of Eastern Europe or post-Soviet. It's just one of these places with for lack of a better word, with a lot of Borises and Natashas. But it is a vibrant society, and it is also a very, I guess you could say, vibrant civil society. Ukraine has a large number of people, as you can see, who are not afraid to go out on the street and demonstrate to call for their rights. And it also should be said that the violence that we're seeing is fairly isolated. The majority of Kiev is quiet. This is as horrific as some of these pictures have been, and they have been horrific. Most people are going about their business. But Ukraine is a society with a lot of different opinions, and it's not necessarily a question of just East versus West or Russia versus EU. There's a lot of things that are going on here right now.
The BBC's David Stern in Kiev. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.